This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Futurists keep telling us that robots aren't here to take all of our jobs, but that our jobs might change. Nowhere is that potentially more true than the factory floor. Example, as Ellie Yu of WABE in Atlanta reports, robot maintenance worker is a growing vocation.
Watch your head. Hold on to that rail.
Technician Larry Slape guides me through the manufacturing floor at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery outside Atlanta. Up on a conveyor belt, dark blue bottles move by so fast I can barely make out their shapes.
It goes around this filler, which is running 1,300 bottles a minute.
1,300 bottles of beer on the belt being filled per minute, and part of Slape's job is to make sure to keep it that way. Back at his workstation, he has a red toolbox the size of a dresser to help him if the robots break down or if beer isn't brewed up to par.
I like fixing puzzles. I like fixing things. And when I can't fix it, it just drives me nuts. And it just gets on me I have to work on it till I get it done.
And Georgia officials say they could use a lot more puzzle solvers like Slape, who are known as industrial maintenance technicians.
Simply put, these positions are underappreciated.
Ben Hames is with the Georgia Department of Economic Development. He says it's a challenge to get people interested in these jobs because they often have these old-timey ideas of the industry.
These really aren't the jobs of the past generation. These are jobs that require education, formal training, really require individuals to bring quite a bit to the table.
To help meet the demand, Georgia's offering free tuition to certain students who enroll in industrial maintenance programs.
Everybody's safety glasses.
At Chattahoochee Technical College, an instructor shows about a dozen students how to work on green electrical circuit boards. One of them is Joshua Williams.
It fascinated me. I get to work with my hands, which I love.
He recently quit a degree in pharmacy to do this, and he's very optimistic about the future.
Because no matter if you have 100% automation, you still need to make sure all the robots are working.
In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics projects the field will grow much faster than other jobs. Williams says he hopes to land a gig at one of the manufacturing companies that have popped up in his Georgia hometown. In Atlanta, I'm Ellie Yu for Marketplace.